Monday I felt it, Tuesday I felt it, Wednesday, maybe it was gone, okay. I want to thank the Lord for that. Because you're not healed. He didn't tell me I was healed then. He said, there's a man being healed. God is healing him. So I accepted the word that I was healed, being healed, not healed at that very point in time. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? Last Sunday, I came to the service to be healed because I've had spiritual warfare with God and the devil, and it just tore me up. That's why I came Sunday, to be healed from my mind, to get my mind straightened out, for God to be in it, to be with me. So that's why I came on Sunday morning. Amen. Amen.
My whole life, I've actually had these horrible stomach pains, and I've been to many doctors, and I've never known what it's been. They've said lactose, they've said stress, a million things, and they could never really figure out what it was. And last Sunday, when he had people pray over you, as you raised your hand, I had a group of people praying for me, and ever since then, I used to get these things literally every day, and ever since then, I have not had one pain, and it's just awesome, so praise the Lord.
Sometimes we just have to ask God twice about it, don't we?
Our daughter Helen had these stomach pains, and we couldn't figure out what it was. It was going on for weeks and weeks, and so we made sure we were up here and have all of us prayed for together. Well, I haven't heard of one this week, so praise the Lord.
Yes, three times.
No.
Three times. Being on the worship team, I've seen a few healing prayers, but I've never participated. And this time, I felt comfortable enough to do that. I have a few health problems, and if you have no wife, I have more than a few. I have like high blood pressure, and that's controlled. I'm okay with that. I have a sciatic nerve problem where in my back, I get pinched by a vertebrae, and what happens, it makes my legs get numb and real painful. And that's after I stand for maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then it gets really painful. Also, on my right eye, that's what he said. He was talking. He says, I see somebody out there that's got an eye problem. And he said some other things like, oh my God, that's me. You know, so I'm going to go ahead and get prayed for. What it is, it's 90% blind. And I do believe it has to do with my high blood pressure. So I decided, well, my eyeball, my sciatic nerve problem, I'm gonna get prayed for. I'm gonna do it this time. So I did, and it was a good experience. It was a great experience. He didn't say to me, "What are your problems?" and pray individual. He just prayed for me, and I felt the warmth. And yeah, I said to myself, "I'm not gonna fall." Next thing I know, my knees buckle. I go, "Oh no, I'm gonna fall." You know, but you know what? I was there, and it was very comfortable down there. I was awake. I'm gonna stay down here for a while. So, anyways, I got up and went back up on the stage, and I thought to myself, "Well, let me see. I can't tell if anything happened." So I covered my left eye, and I said, "Oh, you know, it's still. I have a problem. It's still 90% blind. It's got a blind spot like right here." And I waited 15 more minutes. I go, "Well, let me check it again. Maybe it's okay now, you know." And I checked it again. Nope, still a problem. So, you know, I thought, well, you know, I got prayed for, and it just wasn't my time, you know. And then I realized, wait a minute, my back don't hurt. And since then, my back has not hurt, not once. So that was good.
Well, sounds like we got a good start then. That's awesome. Well,
it looked like he was going to start preaching. I'm like, okay. he had his Bible in his hand or anything. I've had a few medical problems the past couple years. Those who've known me for maybe over 2 years would know I was a lot heavier. But anyway, so I went up to get prayed for. Just in certain things that were going on. And I asked my mom to come with me. I said, I don't know what's gonna happen, so come with me. So she came with me and we went up. And I was just about to tell him, you know, what was going on and explain everything. And before I could say anything, he says, the breakthrough you've been waiting for is coming soon. And then I went down. So I'm laying there and thinking, what does that mean? Is that a breakthrough of healing? Lord, are you healing me? What is it? There's so many different areas you can have a breakthrough in. So the next day, it was just in my head, okay, breakthrough, okay, where are you? What's going on here? When is this gonna happen? So I'm on the phone with my mom, and I'm talking to her, and all of a sudden, I just start saying things that I didn't even know I felt in my heart. Okay, these are things that were like, very deeply rooted that were hidden, very hidden that I didn't even know I felt this way. And as I'm telling my mom and I'm crying and I'm just saying all these different things, were just coming out. And when I was done, I said, wow, I didn't even know I felt that way. So it's amazing the things that you hold in your heart that you don't even know are there, that need to be gone, that need to be revealed, need to be taken to the surface so God can heal you and restore you spiritually and emotionally. And to me, that was far more important than my medical problems at that moment, because medical problems can come and go, but your spiritual life and your heart lasts forever. You want that to be healed and restored. So that was way more important to me. And more things keep happening. I keep getting different revelations and different things keep coming to surface. And so I pray that all the junk will be completely 100% gone. So.
You look like you were ready to sing.
I could have had a song.